call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success, and I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, but now we are engaged in transforming the lives of 1 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle, seek first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. And so the purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help you develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life experience. So if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network. I'll tell you something, listeners like you, we can do anything. So continue to listen and share our program with your friends and subscribe. Send your questions and comments to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. And I would love to share some of them on the air. As a matter of fact, everyone who sends a comment or a question into our email will receive a free audio download, 4 Principles of Wealth Building. So send your emails to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com and visit our website, www.HerbertHarris.com, for tools and tips that can help you live your dreams and help you do you. I'd like to open with an inspirational story. And our story tonight is really, I like to choose my stories based on our guests. And this story really tells you a lot about our guest, the person that you're going to be hearing from tonight. And it's about obstacles and opportunity. And the story says that in ancient times, a king had a boulder placed on the middle of the roadway. He hid in the bushes and watched to see if anyone would move the boulder out of the way. Some of the king's wealthiest merchants and people came by and simply walked around it. There were others who just blamed the king for not keeping the roads clear, but none of them did anything about getting that stone out of the way. A peasant came along who was carrying a load of vegetables, and when he approached the border, the peasant laid down his vegetables and tried to push the stone out of the road. After much pushing and straining, he finally succeeded. After the peasant went back to pick up his vegetables, he noticed a purse lying in the road where the boulder had been. The purse contained many gold coins and a note from the king saying that this gold was for the person who removed the boulder from the roadway. And so the moral of the story is every obstacle we come across in life gives us an opportunity to improve our circumstances. The lazy will complain, and others who avoid opportunities will miss some great, incredible things that will come to you if you look at obstacles as opportunities waiting to happen. This story is a perfect lead-in to our guest today. And I picked this story because our guest today is one who has been turning obstacles into opportunities. And so the quote for opening the program is this, and it's from Barbara Cochran, the real estate multimillionaire. She says, "Finding opportunity is a matter of believing." Our guest, James Bonecrusher Smith, one of six children born and raised in Magnolia, North Carolina. He is a graduate of Shaw University in Raleigh, the class of 1975. He played basketball and football at Shaw University and helped establish the North Carolina Boxing Commission and served as its first champion. Bonecrusher won the World Boxing Association heavyweight title in 1986 with a first-round knockout of Tim Witherspoon on a seven-day notice from promoter Don King. James Bonecrusher Smith became the first college graduate to win the heavyweight title. He was inducted into the North Carolina, the Carolinas Boxing Hall of Fame in April of 2007 and resides in Myrtle Beach, North Carolina. James Bonecrusher Smith is the founder and chairman of the board of Champion for Kids, a 501c3 organization that mentors kids around the world. My dad was a boxer, and Bonecrusher Smith was one of my dad's heroes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, my friend, former heavyweight champion of the world, James Bonecrusher Smith. Welcome to the Millionaire Mentorship Show, Bonecrusher.
Thank you very much, Dr. Harris. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Oh, yes, I can. Hear you loud and clear with tons of power.
Fantastic. It's a pleasure being here with you tonight. You know, we met many years ago, and it's been a pleasure each and every time we had a chance to talk to each other.
Well, you know, Bonecrusher, you have such an unusual career that I know people often wonder, maybe you could give a little background on your early years. And was there some guiding force that sort of helped make Bonecrusher Bonecrusher?
You know, perseverance is one of the things that really stuck with me. When I was about 6 years old, Dr. Harris and fans and public out there that's listening in, I was a little crybaby. It's amazing. I had convinced myself I was not going to school. But nobody told my mom and daddy, so they had me dropped off in my first grade teacher's class, crying, kicking and screaming, telling my teacher, "I don't like you. I don't want to be here. I want to go back to home to my mom and daddy." And Dr. Harris and listening audience out there, you know, back in the day, you could whip kids and get away with it. But once my teacher caught me, she started whipping me with a fan belt. I got mad at her. And it'd be many years later, I'd write a book telling about what happened in that situation. She sent a note by me to my mother, and the rule was, if I got a whooping at school, I was going to get at least one more when I got home. Odell, which is my real middle name, go get me a switch. And Dr. Harris, I was smart even back then. I got the smallest switch I could find. My mama broke that switch, and she looked at me. She said, "I said, go get me a switch." So I had to go back in the woods and get a bigger switch. And I turned around, Odell, and as Mama hit me with that switch, she was pronouncing words. "Didn't I tell you if you got a whooping at school, I was going to whoop you too?" And I got mad with my mama. Daddy came home. Daddy whooped with his belt. And I got mad with my daddy. I made two decisions at age six. One, I was going to school. And somehow or another, if I ever got grown, I was going to whoop some people. I boxed professionally for 18 years, and I whooped a lot of people. But probably the maddest I've ever been was December 1986. I was suing the great promoter Don King, and he was suing me, and he calls me up, "Bone Crusher, this is Donald King." And I, like, I didn't hear him. I said, "Who?" He said, "This is Don King." I said, "Hey, Don, how you doing, brother?" He said, "Bone, I want to settle this lawsuit with you. I'm going to give you that world title fight, and I'm going to give you some money, too." I said, "Don, that's awesome." I said, "Don, who is the fight with? When is it, and where is it going to be?" He said, "Bone, the fight will be against the guy that beat you last year, Tim Witherspoon." I said, "Oh." And my mind went back decades, and I remember those whippings I'd gotten from my teacher, my mama, my daddy, and last year, Witherspoon. I said, "Don, when is this fight, and where is it going to be?" He said, "Bone, the fight is going to be on HBO. You got a chance to redeem yourself on HBO. Show the world who you are." I said, "Don, when is this fight, and where is it going to be?" He said, "Bone, the fight is going to be at Madison Square Garden, New York, and it's going to be next week." I said, "Don, you mean to tell me you're going to give me a 7-day notice to fight a guy, and I had plenty of time to train and get ready for him, and he beat me all across the ring?" He said, "Yeah, take it or leave it." I said, "Don, can you give me a minute to think about it?" "Yeah." I said, "Don, I know the odds is not in my favor, and I'm probably not supposed to take this fight, but I have a dream, Don." I said, "I'm not Martin Luther King, but I have a dream that after I knock Witherspoon out, I'm going to write a book called Mad, because I'm mad with you and Witherspoon. I'll be down in a place, I'll be in my home on a radio many years from now talking to Dr. Harris, and he's doing an interview, and I'm telling this story on radio. on something, I don't know what it is.
Radio, but, internet, yes.
Radio, internet, radio, you know, and he can't hardly believe it. He's laughing. I know the fans out there, they can't believe it either. I knocked Witherspoon down 3 times in the first round, Dr. Harris, to become heavyweight champion of the world. And because I had made a decision to go to college at Shaw University, like you mentioned earlier, I became the first college graduate in the history of boxing. You know, sometimes, Dr. Harris, you just got to step up and believe that your time has come. This is your time.
Yes.
And you're going to take advantage of the opportunity. So, well, you know,
that's powerful, Bone Crusher. That's really powerful, because I was around, and my dad, like, was a big fan of yours. But that there's a lot of lesson in that. You know, I think one lesson is that when opportunity comes, you got to be ready. Okay. And I think opportunity is really in your mindset. You could have very easily taken a negative side and say, "Well, I don't have time. I lost before, you know, I haven't trained," and all of those negative things. And I think many people, I think a lesson that they can learn from you is that many people look at the negative side when they're faced with obstacles in their lives. They look at all those reasons why it can't happen, and they never focus on why it can happen. And that, I think, is a powerful lesson. When you were planning for that fight, now, if I were in your shoes, I think my strategy would have been, I better knock this guy out in the first or the second round. What was your strategy going into that fight?
I wasn't training for the fight Witherspoon. I was just training because, you know, I got a late start. I started at age 28, and I stayed in shape all the time. And I believed in my spirit that I would get a call like that one day. And I went through the whole process of getting the call in my mind and winning the title. I didn't know what round I'd win it in, and then holding the belt over my head. And I went through and I realized all of that. You know, it's kind of touching the way it happened, because I visualize it. See, I believe that you have to visualize whatever it is that you want. You have to first think about it.
Yes.
Then you visualize it, and then you work hard to make it happen. And I think the work hard part is where people lose out.
Wow. Well, you know, I think you said 2 powerful things there, that you've got to visualize it. You know, one of the spiritual principles of success is to write the vision, to see it plain, write it plain and concise upon tablets. And you can't write it if you can't see it. You can't see it. You can't be it if you can't see it. And so just seeing yourself, so you saw yourself standing up there holding up that the heavyweight champion, the belt.
Over my head, yes, sir. And I was on HBO when I won it, HBO television, worldwide TV. And I as they was saying the new heavyweight champion of the world, James Paul Christmas, I was saying it along with them because I had said it so many times.
Wow. Now, this is powerful. This is powerful. You know, folks, the power of affirmation, you know, what we say about ourselves is very predictive of the life we're going to live. And so if we say, like Muhammad Ali always said, I am the greatest. Well, no doubt about it. He didn't ask for any confirmation or validation. He said, I am the greatest. And so what you say about yourself is so powerful. And so Bone Crusher Smith was saying over and over in his mind, in his mouth, that I am the champion. And I bet you could hear that crowd just cheering you on. What couldn't?
Yes, sir. And but see, what happens to a lot of people, Dr. Harris, is they speak negative things. They speak bad things in their life. I mean, you know, there's power in what you think and what you say.
It's power in what you think and what you say. Well, you know, the good book said the Lord spoke the world into existence.
Yes, sir. And he believed. The other thing about that is what you say, what you think, what you say, and it's what you believe as well.
Wow.
Well, because that's what salvation is about, believing that Jesus died for us so we may live. That's what salvation is. I mean, that's what salvation is.
Belief. Well, Bone Crusher, we have to take a little pause for the cause. We'll come right back. And when we come back, I want to talk about your books. And I want you to give your website, because I know people are going to want to contact you after this interview. And we'll be back in a moment. You are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is located. So, Bone Crusher, share with our listeners your website and your contact information, because some of the things we're going to talk about in a little bit, I know they're going to want to reach out for you.
Well, Champion for Kids website is www.champion4kids.org. And my new book and my documentary, Dr. Harris, is Magnolia 2 Madison Square Garden.com. So, what we're going to do, Dr. Harris, starting in Magnolia, you know, we have started, that's where we started. So we're going back to Magnolia. I live in Myrtle Beach. We're going back to Myrtle Beach, to Magnolia. And we're doing a golf tournament there in Kingsville, not far from Magnolia. And that's Labor Day weekend. That's next weekend, August the 31st. So anybody want to come and join us there? It's Duplin Country Club. We're going to start early, 8 o'clock in the morning. And Murphy Farms is giving me a pig. I'm going to cook a pig there and cook some chicken. We're going to have plenty of food. I always have food left over. So anybody want to come, want to be part of this, and they want to get on film, they be part of my documentary. And that's what it's all about. Magnolia, Dr.
So
Harris.
Magnolia to Madison Square Garden.
We might go drive on up to New York and stop to see people on the way. Magnolia to Madison Square Garden.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you know, I've always admired your work with the kids. And that's something that's always, why is it so important that successful people like yourself put time into the kids?
Because, you know, someone motivated, inspired us. You know, me, Muhammad Ali was a big inspiration. Joe Frazier, I used to train with him in Philadelphia. He was a big inspiration. And so I think it's just a matter of giving what was given to you, sharing what someone else shared with you. Give and it'll be given back to you. That's scripture.
Wow. Well, you know, Bone Crusher, one of the things I was doing a little reading in your bio, and I think one of the most amazing things is you had your heavyweight championship fight. You'd only been fighting for 14 years. Is that correct? When you hit the top.
Oh, no, it wasn't that long. When I won the title, I was only in the business for about 3 years.
Wow. And you know what? I wanted to highlight a couple of things because sometimes people think that when you get to the top and you're successful, that it was an easy road. And I was looking at and said, your first professional fight on ESPN, and that ended in a knockout and a loss.
Yeah, because I wasn't prepared.
You weren't prepared. Now, that could have made a lot of people quit.
And I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't quit.
You didn't quit. But you decided to do what? Did that motivate you to work harder?
I worked harder. I focused. I got me a trainer. Because that first fight, I should have never been in that first fight because James Broad had just won the Olympic trials. And the reason that he didn't fight in the Olympics is because 1980, the United States boycotted the Olympics because it was in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Okay. So, but you went out and fought him anyway.
And I fought him anyway.
And then you had a big break. Now, that's the thing I think that after each defeat, there seems to be a break, and I was looking that you had a fight with your big fight in London with Frank Bruno. What was the sort of the setup for that?
I flew into Heathrow Airport. I don't know if you ever been to London or not, but you got to fly into Heathrow Airport, big, huge international airport, and there was probably 50 camera people there. And so I asked one of them, where is Frank Bruno? I'm going to knock him out. And one of them said, oh, James, how do you feel you're going to knock Frank out? He's knocked out every person that has come over here. He was 21-0 with 21 knockouts. I said, you ever heard of LL Cool J? Yeah. Mama said, knock you out. My mama said, knock Bruno out. So I got to do what mama said.
Wow. And now what happened in that fight?
He wears me out for 9 rounds, but between the 9th round and the 10th round, it was on NBC live, and I could hear Marv Albert. You probably know that name,
yeah.
Marv Albert, Dr. Freddie Pacheco. I could hear Marv Albert saying, James Bone Crusher Smith got to know that the only way he can win this fight is by knockout. I kind of took it personally. And so I asked my trainer to let me do it my way. So I went out. I knew Bruno was coming, really coming strong at me to take me out. Because he knocked everybody out. And all he had to do was move around. He came to me. I turned that left hook over. He fell back in the ropes. And I kept firing punches until he fell down. And I think I fell on top of him so he couldn't get up. Dr. Harris.
Now, that's a good strategy. Wow. Now, that's an inside story. Wow. Now I was reading also that you had a contract with Don King in that Larry Holmes fight. And that you must have been very promising because Don King doesn't get involved in anybody he doesn't think is a winner.
Yeah. I knocked out Mike Weaver on CBS. So they had promised, Don King had promised Mike Weaver a title fight with Larry Holmes. I had heard about Michael Spinks fighting Larry Holmes in Las Vegas. So after I knocked Mike Weaver out in the first round, I got on the airplane and I flew to Las Vegas. And when I got to the hotel where the fight is taking place, the first person I see is a guy that you probably see on TV all the time. Now, Reverend Al Sharpton, he comes rushing up to me. He rushes up to me and says, Bone Crusher, said, you don't know me. He said, well, my name is Reverend Al Sharpton. Says, everybody talk about you knocking out Mike Weaver in the first round. And man, that was awesome. He says, I bet if we go up to see Don, he'll put you in that title, in that shot with Larry Holmes. I said, well, how you know Larry's going to beat Spence? He said, never before has a light heavyweight champion beaten a heavyweight champion, especially one like Larry Holmes. So I go with him. He takes me up to see Don at the penthouse. And Don sees me. He says, I've done business with Don before. So he boom, come on in here, man. He said, everybody talk about you knocking out Mike. And he's winking to Al Sharpton. They winking to each other. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, Bo, if you sign an exclusive contract with me, I'm going to put you in there with Larry Holmes. I said, well, I said the same thing to him. I said, how do you know Larry Holmes is going to beat Michael Spinks? And he said the same thing. But see, Larry Holmes had talked trash about Rocky Marciano. And he was trying to get to that 50-0. I think he was like 47-0 or something like that. So they took that fight away. Larry really beat Spinks that night, and they took it away from him because they didn't want him to break that record. Mm-hmm. And now, Don don't. I signed that contract with Don. Now he don't have a fighter with the belt because Butch Lewis and Michael Spinks, they're not gonna fight me. Mm-hmm. And so we start suing each other, and I tell you the rest of the story already.
Yeah,
I got shot on a week's notice, and he settled the lawsuit, and that's how that took place.
Wow. Well, Bone Crusher, I tell you, man, our time is running down. What are you doing right now? Some of the things that you're doing, because I hear you're doing a lot of good stuff in Myrtle Beach and all around the country.
I'm working with Steel for Kids, championforkids.org. I 3 years ago, I developed the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame project. And so I'm the founder CEO of the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame. I started out with that first in class. I was part of the first class, and then some champions from North Carolina. I included them. But last year, I wanted to recognize my trainers, and I did that this year, and I'd like for you to come. December 6th, we're going to do a ribbon cutting for the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame Museum in Myrtle Beach. And then I'm inducting Mike Weaver, that I beat twice, Michael Spinks, Leon Spinks, James Buster Douglas, got to beat Mike Tyson, Ernie Shavers, and Tony Tubbs, a guy that I fought. So we're going to do that. We'll have a ribbon cutting on December 6th. December 7th, we're going to do a meet and greet, welcome to Myrtle Beach type situation. Meet the fans, meet the sponsors. And December the 8th, you're going to play golf, have a golf tournament. And then that night, we're going to have an induction. Getting jackets that says James Bunker Smith Boxing Legends Hall of Fame. Beautiful. On the jacket.
Beautiful. Well, I tell you, James Bonecrusher Smith, my daddy's idol. Is there a word that you would like to leave, especially maybe to young people, a word of encouragement, a word, one of those thoughts that kind of made a big difference in your life?
Yes. If you believe you can, or if you believe you can, you're right.
Wow. And so it's all about belief.
It's all about you. Yes, sir.
But Bone Crusher, I thank you so much. I really admire you because when I look at your career, you're a person who took what looked like it may be an obstacle and you turned it into an opportunity. You always figured out a way to win. is there any other secret to winning?
No, but I mean, you should know, you know that too, because Dr. Harris, you do the same thing. You figure out a way to win as well. It's just believing that you can and just work at it. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. And because it's not easy, a lot of people don't quite make it. But if you work hard and don't quit, don't give up, just keep working at it. Just set it, put it in your spirit.
Yes.
You know, and talk to Jesus Christ. You know, I do that all the time. I talk to Jesus Christ, and Jesus will put the right things in your spirit, in your heart.
Yes. All right, my friend. Thank you so much, Bone Crusher. It has been my honor to share this with you. And once again, your website is championforkids.org.
championforkids.org. That's one. And The other one is MagnoliaToMadisonSquareGarden.com. That's the one that's the documentary and the new book, MagnoliaToMadisonSquareGarden.com.
Okay, thank you so much, my friend. We have enjoyed you, and let me tell you this, the best is yet to come, so just hold tight. All right. Folks, this has been an incredible day, an incredible interview. I thank so much for the wisdom that Bone Crusher has shared with us. Be sure to go to our website, www.herbertharris.com, for more information. And I really want to learn about some of the challenges or the victories that you have experienced. So email me at herbert@herbertharris.com, and I will get you a free audio download of the four principles of wealth building. Our closing affirmation is from old Milton Berle, and it says this: if opportunity does not knock, build a door. If opportunity does not knock, build a door. Wow. And your assignment for the week is this, folks. What are the life-changing opportunities that you took advantage of? As you can hear Bone Crusher talk about it, what are some of the life-changing opportunities that you took advantage of? And make a list of the good things that happened when you made a decision and took actions. Also, make a list of the ones you didn't take advantage of, and make notes on how you're going to avoid that again. So any opportunity you missed, make a note and write about how if it comes again, and opportunities do come sometimes, it may come in a different look or a different fashion, a different form, but you determine how you're going to respond when opportunities come your way, and email me at herbert@herbertharris.com. So remember, folks, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. So choose success, choose wealth. We have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate habits that support the life you desire, and surround yourself with people who love you, who inspire you, who lift you up, and help you create the life you desire, knowing that the best is yet to come. See you next week, folks. Dr. Herbert Harris saying, the Millionaire Mentorship Show is your vehicle for change and transformation to help you be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have whatever you want to have.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
The all-new Vashani Radio app. For iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.